comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Look, I know you could do a million other things right now, and you've taken the time to be here, so I want you to know that I truly appreciate it. We're here because you matter. It's talk radio like nowhere else on Earth, and it's talk radio like nowhere else on Earth because you matter. You make this happen. Night after night, you make this happen. Tonight's going to be Open Line Live. This is our 11th anniversary of the show. 11 years ago on this date, the best we can figure out, the best I've been able to track it down, on this date 11 years ago was when we put the first Kevin Smith Show out there online for people to hear. I don't know if anybody actually heard that. I might wish they didn't. But anyway, it was 11 years ago today. So this is anniversary night, 11 years. And we are going to do Open Line tonight. Also, we're celebrating tonight by providing our TV channel for free tonight, so you can watch for free. All you have to do is go to kevinsmithshow.com, kevinsmithshow.com, and you'll see a gigantic link right in the middle of the screen that says, Watch Free Tonight. Click that, and you can watch for free. We want everybody to celebrate with us tonight. Because it's Open Line Live, that means, of course, that we have the first-time caller line will be open. So if you've never called in before, this would be a really excellent time for you to do that. And tonight, now, we don't have the lines open yet. The lines will open in just a bit, but not yet. And we invite you, when we do open the lines, if you've never called in, use the first-time caller line. It will get you past a lot of the congestion of people calling trying to get in. And we want you to have the opportunity to get in. We have spent, you and me and our guests, we have spent Friday and Monday and Tuesday talking about mysterious things in the skies, which is not uncommon for us. But in that grouping, we talked about a missile launch, not a possible missile launch, but a missile launch from just southeast of Phoenix, Arizona, from out in the desert. And we're going to talk about it just a bit tonight. It's getting way more mysterious as time goes on, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting really mysterious. And so we're going to be talking about it a bit more tonight. I'm going to update you on things as I have discovered them. We are also going open line, so get your fingers ready to do the dialing. We'll be back right after this. All right. right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And tonight, our 11th anniversary broadcasting. And it's been quite a haul, let me tell you. I was talking today with my daughter, and she did not realize that this was the 11th anniversary of the show. I told her, and she said, "Man, I can't believe it's been that long." But it has. It's been that long. It's been 11 years, and it's been a great 11 years, let me tell you. I've met in person and through email some of the greatest, most wonderful people that anybody could imagine meeting. And yeah, there are a few nuts out there on the Internet, but you know what? The vast, vast majority of people that listen to this show are really wonderful people, and they don't all agree with me on things. I got an email from a very famous person in France just this week saying, "I'm going to renew my membership to the Kevin Smith Show. I think it's a wonderful show. I enjoy listening to it, although I don't often agree with you." And so, you know, it's not a monolithic, we all think the same kind of thing, not at all. And it's not intended to be. It's not my agenda to get everybody to think like I think. I guess, you know, I say that this show has no agenda. You've heard me say that. And it's true, except maybe there is kind of an undercurrent of an agenda just to get people to actually think about things before they make up their mind and say it's this way, it's that way, or they toss it out and say it's nothing. Actually think about it. Look at the evidence and think about it, and then make your decision. And then whatever you decide, you decide. But we're, you know, this audience is not a monolithic mind, but some of the most wonderful people that you can imagine, I get email from, and some of you I've met in person at various functions. Some of you I've run into in restaurants, and you were shy as you came up and said, "Are you Kevin Smith?" That's because you saw me without my hat. I took it off and laid it down on the seat beside me. Okay. And it's a shock, you know, if you've only ever seen me with my hat here on the screen, if that's the only way you've ever seen me, it's a little bit of a shock when I take it off and you realize I'm really mostly bald-headed. So it's a little hard to recognize me, maybe. Anyway, let's talk about this missile launch for just a little bit before I open up the telephone lines. And let me tell you, if it were just a missile launch, then it would be curious, and we would wonder, well, why are they launching missiles from the Phoenix, Arizona area? A year ago, on May the 10th, there was a missile launch from the Phoenix area, but it was from the other side of town at Luke Air Force Base. And I think it was some kind of a test. And, you know, Luke Air Force Base, of course, there are pictures of the plume of smoke coming right up out of Luke Air Force Base. And they didn't deny it. They said, "Yeah, well, there was a launch. No, we can't tell you what it's all about. It was a test, and that's all you need to know." Okay, good enough. It was curious. This is beyond curious. This is mysterious. And it is mysterious for some very curious reasons. Does that make sense to you? This is not curious, it's mysterious. But it's mysterious for some very curious reasons. This launch took place last Thursday. And right off the bat, I mean immediately, this thing is beyond doubt. There were a few debunkers that immediately tried to get out there and say, "Well, you know, it was probably somebody's hobby rocket." problem with that is the witness. There are two witnesses. They are side by side. They're riding in a car. There were actually many more witnesses, as is now evident on many of the forums out there on the internet. But these two guys got out of their car. Each of them had a high definition camera, video camera, because they are Bigfoot researchers and had been out on a Bigfoot foray, and they had their equipment with them, including their HD cameras. So they got out of their car, and both of them filmed this missile. One of these witnesses, as you know, if you listen to the show on Monday night, one of these witnesses formerly was U.S. Space Command, NORAD, stationed under Cheyenne Mountain. And he was one of five people whose job it was to track everything leaving Earth and going into space, and everything coming from space into Earth's atmosphere. It was his job to track and identify. Things that they could not identify, they called uncorrelated targets, UCTs. So into this category goes what? What you and I call UFOs. Now, all the UFOs, if they're truly UFOs, would be classified as UCT. They would be categorized as UCT, uncorrelated targets. But not all UCTs are UFOs. There are other things that can be an uncorrelated target that's not a UFO. However, all UFOs would be an uncorrelated target. This guy was one of five people trained to, qualified for, and given the task of identifying things leaving Earth, going to space, things coming from space into Earth's atmosphere. Now, you heard all of that, and you heard these guys on the show say, and it's interesting, everybody is out there talking on all the forums about it now. And where did you hear it first? Well, you may have read about it in a forum somewhere a day or two before, because we had the weekend. However, the first radio show you heard it on was right here. And who did you hear it from? From these two witnesses. And that's part of what we do. That's a part of what we've done for 11 years. I don't like to talk about what somebody said if I can get them to come and just say it. And they did. So they came and they talked to us, and you heard their story. And he said, no way was this a hobby rocket. He said this was a missile. However, remember, his job was to identify, not only track, but identify things leaving Earth and going into space, things in space coming back into Earth's atmosphere. His job is to track and identify. And he said, I can't identify that. I've never seen one like that. It did not look like a cruise missile. It had wings that were swept back, and it was big, and it was really moving, and it got up into the stratosphere. He said all of this on the show. He said it was at least in the stratosphere because it stopped making a contrail, and he talked about the path it was flying. Remember that? In the course of that interview on Monday night, the other guest, the one that was from the Space Command, formerly U.S. Space Command, his name was Mitch. The other guy was Alex Hearn, and he said that he had sent this video, and the video that he shot and that Mitch shot. We showed it on the air, and for those who are watching, you're seeing it now. Okay, now you're seeing part of it. Okay, so he sent the video to all of the news desks around Phoenix with the story. He also contacted the national news media. One would presume that means CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox, all of the national news media, and gave them the story and the video. Nobody picked it up. Nobody. Except for one TV station in Phoenix, KPHO. They did a report on it, and he told us on Monday night, he said that report said that they had talked with the Air National Guard, or with the National Guard, and that they had confirmed there had been a launch from their location in Florence. Okay, now I want to give you a quick update on some things because, you know, part of why, I mean, this was curious, it was interesting, but part of why we talked about this has to do with the fact that a UFO appears next to the contrail of this missile. It just sort of fades in to the right of the contrail. It hangs around a little bit, floats over to the left, hangs around a little bit. It's pulsating, and then it sort of fades away. Now, that gets into our genre, doesn't it? And so, you know, that was interesting as well. But there's some information I want to update that has made this downright mysterious. All right, are you ready for this? You can imagine doing a show like this for 11 years. I've heard just about every story you can, and every kind of story you can think of having to do with the paranormal, having to do with UFOs, having to do with extraterrestrials. And so, you know, you don't get to hear, you get the tip of the iceberg. Because for every show we do, there are probably four or five where I have either exchanged email or had telephone conversations or both with people wanting to be on the show. And so they have to tell me what their story is, what is it they want to talk about, and we discuss it via email or we discuss it on the telephone. And, you know, so there are a bunch of shows that we could have done, bunch of topics, bunch of guests we could have done that we didn't do. Some of those are really nutty. I mean, really they are. And, I mean, to the extreme. And they don't make it to the air. So the ones that make it to the air are ones where I think there is either good credibility for the guest, or if I'm unsure about the guest credibility, I don't know, there's good probability the story is true, and that might be based on other things I know about that they're not talking about, but which fit together in a picture. And there are all kinds of criteria that I consider before I schedule a guest. But it doesn't mean that I'm promoting a guest as, you know, this is the gospel truth. That's not what I'm doing. I think you need to hear the information and decide for yourself. That's all. All right, now, when Mitch said, you know, I'm retired, and where I used to work, I was in the U.S. Space Command, NORAD, stationed inside of Cheyenne Mountain, and I was one of five people who handled this kind of thing. Things going into space, things coming from space to Earth. That was my job. Well, he sounded very believable, and I had no reason not to believe him. But that was the first I had heard that. On the air is the first I had heard it. And so you heard it, I heard it. So I wanted to check. And it's a good thing I did. I talked with someone who, I can say someone sort of on the inside, and I don't mean it's a spook, it's not a spy, it's not something, you know, deep and dark, but it's someone who could check and verify very quickly whether that story that Mitch told us about his former employment was true. And like I said, it's a good thing I checked. Because here's what I found out. It was 100% truth. He is exactly who he said he was. He did exactly what he said he did. He worked for who he said he worked for, and he was stationed where he said. It was 100% true. Now, that's some severe credibility. That is heavyweight credibility for him being able to say, that was a missile, but it's not one I'm familiar with. I've never seen one like that before. That is extreme credibility. Now, because of the fact that that went public, and it went public in a big way. I mean, they had already put it on YouTube. They had already sent information out to news stations. KPHO in Phoenix, Arizona, picked it up, did a report on it, and according to these two guys on the show on Monday night, the KPHO report stated that the National Guard confirmed that there had been a launch from their location in Florence, Arizona. Florence, Arizona is southeast of Phoenix. If you go to the KPHO website now and look for that story, you can find the page, and there's a big black spot where there's supposed to be the video of their report. It's gone. It's been pulled. It's not there. Furthermore, and we'll come back to that, furthermore, there are people writing in all the forums, all over the internet. There are postings where people are saying, you know what, I'm National Guard, and I'm stationed there. And there was no launch from our location last Thursday. There are people coming out and saying, it didn't happen. There was no launch from our location. Guess what? We already knew that. We'll be back. To the Kevin Smith Show. All right, so there was no launch, according to people who are stationed at the National Guard facility in Florence. KPHO, apparently, I'm having to say apparently, I did not see it or hear it. Alex Hearn told us about it on the air, and he said that they reported that the National Guard had confirmed that there was a launch, but would not tell any more about it. It was just a launch. Okay, people at that facility have posted on various forums saying there was no launch Thursday. And the video of the KPHO report is now gone from their site. The page is there, but the video has been pulled. So I kept researching this. I wanted to see, you know, it looks like a black hole, doesn't it? National Guard says, yeah, we had a launch at our facility. National Guardsmen say, no, we didn't. We already knew about that because during the show, when Alex told us that the National Guard had confirmed that there was a launch from their facility in Florence, he said, but it wasn't from there. It was near Florence, but it was not from that facility in Florence. And he told us where the location was. We spent a great deal of time getting him to describe where that location was, and we had a map up on the screen so you could follow along with what he was saying. So we already knew there was a launch, but it wasn't from where the reports on the news said it was. So we already knew that. Well, now that's making big news out there on the forums. There's no question but that there was a launch. Number one, because there's video of that launch. There's video of the thing in flight and following the contrail. It goes all the way back down to the ground. You can see where it came from. All right, so there's no doubt that there was a launch. There's no doubt that it was a missile and not somebody's hobby rocket, because we have a witness who is absolutely an expert, more expert than the people that launched that thing. This guy is an expert at recognizing things headed into space, tracking them, identifying them, recognizing, tracking, and identifying things coming from space back into Earth's atmosphere. So there's zero doubt. Zero doubt. It happened. It was a missile or a rocket of some design unknown to this expert. So I'm reading the forums, right? I do this every day. I check out forums. I participate in forums sometimes, but of course with my identity disguised, and I never razz anybody. I only ask questions and try to get them to clarify something they've said. And I don't even do that very often, but I read every day. And what I discovered is this. If there's going to be a launch, the FAA has to be notified. And they post a notice for pilots clearing the airspace, warning them to stay out of the airspace. The air traffic controllers direct the planes out of and around that airspace. There's a launch. Then things return to normal for civilian aviation. Apparently, now we have to say apparently, but apparently the FAA knew there was going to be a launch because the witnesses said there was no air traffic. There were no airplanes. Well, folks, you have to understand, the skies over Phoenix are busy, busy, busy. There are planes coming and going every minute of the day. They are busy. And these guys said there's no commercial traffic. But after this, a few minutes after this, it seemed the air traffic returned to normal, and they were seeing airplanes again. So apparently the FAA must have known something, but people who checked their website to see if there was a notice posted said in the forums there was no notice posted. Another black hole. The black hole grows larger. So here's what we've got so far. Undeniably the launch of some kind of missile. Undeniably. Zero doubt. We have national news not interested. And that's curious, isn't it? I mean, look, when that missile was fired off of the coast of California several months ago, national news was all over that, as they say, like white on rice. They were all over that. This, they just sort of went ho-hum. They ignored it. And what you had in California as witnesses, you had a news crew in a helicopter that filmed this missile rising into the sky from the helicopter. Okay, that's pretty good. That's not bad. These are people that are out there every day getting news and filming it. Okay, not bad. What have you got in Arizona last week? You got one of the experts in this kind of thing. I mean, one of the very few who is a witness and videotapes it. And the national news is not interested? What's the matter with these guys? Is it possible somebody told them, stand down? Well, I don't know. But it is curious they stood down. For whatever reason, they didn't report on it. They did stand down. That's curious. And you put with that the fact that the FAA apparently did not post a notice on their website telling air traffic to stay out of the area, and yet air traffic was directed out of the area because there was no air traffic. That's curious. You have KPHO reporting that the National Guard has said, yes, there was a launch. It was from our facility in Florence, Arizona. And then you have people who are stationed at that facility who say, there was no launch here, which we already knew. We knew it didn't come from there. But you put all of that together, and that is a fairly massive black hole in the information. Do you remember when the newspaper in Chicago ran on the weekend a story about a UFO over Chicago's O'Hare, over the airport? You remember that? That article got more hits than any article ever in the history of that newspaper. Now, you might say, well, okay, that's cool. Yeah, I tell you what else that is. That's money. Because every time you go there and you read their article, all those ads that are on the page, those ads that are showing on the page where the article is, they are getting paid for every person that comes to that page and sees those ads. KPHO, by pulling the video, by pulling the report, walked away from a very substantial sum of money. Because with a video, you know what happens, don't you? You go to watch the video, and the first thing that happens is they play a little commercial for you. A little short 15 to 30 second commercial. And they get paid for every single time that commercial plays. So if they had a million hits on that page, which they probably would have, if they had a million hits on that page, imagine the amount of money they would have made from people coming to watch that video. But it's gone. So they've walked away from a chunk, I mean a ton of money, by pulling that. Were they told to pull that video? I don't know. I don't know of any company that willingly acts against its own best interest. It is generally in the best interest of any company to make money, wouldn't you say? And they made a decision, apparently, to pull that video and walk away from a huge chunk of money. I find that very curious. Well, what about this missile? Whose was it? Well, it could have been military. But if it had been, why wouldn't they have fired it from Luke Air Force Base? There are tons of high-tech, really high-tech, super-secret companies all over Arizona. Could it be that one of them is developing some type of special missile or some kind of special space plane, and it was their test? It could be. In fact, that's what Mitch said, the guy who used to work for U.S. Space Command. That's what he said. He said, I don't have any idea what it could be, unless it was some kind of new space plane that I don't know anything about. Now, he said that on the show. So could it be that? Well, it could be. But if it is, why all the weirdness? I mean, you could simply say, well, yeah, it was a test. It was a launch. It was a test. We're testing some technology. And that's all you need to know. I mean, they could do that. They haven't done it. And you've got that really strange thing of the National Guard saying, yeah, it was at our place. No, it wasn't. I mean, I think you would know. It's not like you could mistake whether there was a missile launch in your backyard. You would know, yes or no, was there a missile launched from your facility? You would know that for sure. There would be no ambivalence about it. You would know. So when we see ambivalence here, it tends to make me think that the first statement stating that, yeah, it was at our facility was not true. Because you have National Guardsmen themselves saying, I was at the base, and at the date and time when this was supposed to have happened, and it didn't happen. There was no launch from there. Add to that the fact that Alex Hearn and Mitch Waite located where it actually was launched from, and it was not launched from that National Guard base. They located where it was launched from, and when Alex went out there driving around, he said he was under intense surveillance. He said, man, there were all kinds of unmarked cars with guys in it watching every turn he made, everything he did. There were sheriff's department cars out there. Curiously absent from his description, though, there was no military presence. We'll be back. To the Kevin Smith Show. I've laid the case before you, and as best I know it, and you know, it's a developing story. It continues to develop, and it's something that you know it's way beyond curious. It's gotten into the mysterious now. And one other thing, and then we're going to take calls. You know, there is a factor in this whole thing that may be the reason for the sudden darkness of information. It may be that UCT, or as you and I would call it, a UFO, that appears in this video, and it appears to be interested in the missile. Is that the reason for the black hole in the information? All right, we're going to open up the telephone lines and invite you to join the conversation. The telephone numbers are appearing on your screen, but for those of you who are listening, the telephone numbers are these. The main number here is 623-444-5889. The first-time caller number is 623-4444. 237-3814. And if you're outside of the USA and outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Ryan in Puget Sound.
Well, Ryan, we haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah. I was wondering about the when they launch these rockets and missiles and they drop off stages, do they drop off stages or parts of the rocket underneath the let me see how I can put this. Do they launch them only once they get out of the atmosphere, or do they actually release some in the atmosphere?
In the atmosphere. If it's a rocket, and if it's a missile, it's self-contained. It doesn't have a booster. And if it's a rocket and it's going into orbit and it has if it's got a booster, in other words, it's either a booster or a second stage, the first stage or the boosters will drop off, and usually that's in the atmosphere. When the space shuttle goes up, you have the solid fuel rocket boosters. They fall off of it and fall into the ocean, and the Navy goes out there and gets them, and they are recycled and used again.
But this is pretty far away from the ocean. Do you think that those things would risk landing in some neighborhood somewhere? Or?
Well, that's part of the question. Now, that object that appears around the contrail of that missile, I asked Mitch, the guy from U.S. Space Command, formerly U.S. Space Command, I said, could that be something falling off of it? He said, well, I guess it could be. I said, does it look like that to you? He said, no, it doesn't. I said, what does it look like to you? He said, well, I've zoomed in on that video even more and looked at it, and he said, that's a disc.
Right. I don't think it was, but I'm just trying to determine how would they would be able to even a piece would even be able to fall off without putting such a fire hazard in Arizona. Plus, you can't just let stuff fall off, and you never know where it's going to land unless they use a parachute on it. But
well, you're right.
That's what it was. But I'm just trying to make sure that I can eliminate that.
Yeah. This, according to Mitch, this if it were headed to some target on Earth, it would be in Mexico, the direction it was flying. It would be in Mexico. However, it wasn't headed to Earth. It was headed out.
Yeah. Well, I definitely think it's a legitimate unknown. And they've been known to watch these rocket launches going back a long time. There was one when Iran was testing one of their dummy missiles that you can see one fly around it and then shoot a hole through the clouds, and they've been doing this for a while, so I think it's something unusual, and maybe that's why. Maybe they're launching some sort of secret satellite and they just don't want people to know. But
it could be. Yeah, it really could be. But you know, there's a little secret in the video that tells you this is either military or it is military grade equipment. It's not somebody that just built a rocket. You know what the secret is? If you watch the original video, you will see that that contrail is white to blue white. It's very clean. And things that are not military grade leave a black or brown contrail, exhaust trail. It's not a contrail, it's an exhaust trail, because their fuel is not as pure as the military uses.
Well, it's definitely interesting. Have you had any news on Sergeant
James Norton?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I haven't heard anything else from James Norton since we did the show.
Well, I had a question, then I'll flip the line for the next caller.
Well, I just lied to you, and I didn't intend to. Actually, I didn't lie because it was unintentional. I did hear from him a day or two after the show, you know, after he had been detained. I did hear from him, and I talked about it on the show.
Is there anything, any part of his story that you found that doesn't, that I heard you mention there one thing that you found that you thought was sort of questionable? Are you ready to tell us what you might know that might be questionable about?
No, and I'll tell you why. If I do that, there are people that will latch on to that and say, well, that blows the James Norton story up. And just by me saying, well, here's my question, you see, I don't think it blows the James Norton story up at all. Now, the answer to that question might, but just the question doesn't. But I don't want to do harm to him or his story by blabbing that out, you know, and letting that out. It's nothing big.
I have been doing a lot of reading into or watching, going back and looking at some of the old Bob Lazar stuff that he talked about. And really, I think that Bob Lazar is a real deal, and he even had said that when he was briefed that he looked through autopsy photographs of like when he was being briefed for S4 at Area 51. So if that's all real, which in my opinion a lot of it is, then all this other stuff could be real too. So it's like I don't know, but George Knapp is a talked to so many other people that can corroborate Bob Lazar's story that I think that I have to lean my head on George Knapp as doing the work to find out that Bob Lazar is a real deal.
So yeah, George Knapp is tops. George Knapp is tops when it comes to investigative reporting. Yeah. He's tops. He's really good.
Yeah. Well, I'll free up the line. I appreciate you taking the call, though. It's always interesting.
All right. Thanks for the call. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Back to the Kevin Smith Show. It's Open Line Live tonight. It's our 11th anniversary for the Kevin Smith Show. On this day in 2000 is when we first went, you could say, on the air. It's when we first were out there where you could hear us. And it's been an amazing 11 years. To the telephone, and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Francois from Montreal.
Hello, Francois.
Okay, I can hear you well this time.
Good.
Okay. Just to drop my 5 cents on the missile story.
Yeah.
You know, like, I didn't see it very well on the video, but to me, like, the smoke trail of the missile looked like the trail of a pulse reactor. It leaves like little puff, you know, like all in a chain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it, you know. I don't know no more. And another thing, you know, like I like to drop my 5 cents. It's like when I watch your channel, you put some picture of grays, you know, during your hat.
Yeah,
and they all lovely, and I saw grays like maybe 5 times, and they're cute.
Yeah, So do they look like the ones on those pictures?
Not at all.
Not at all. They
look like a gray, except, you know, like every creature that I saw, like the reptilian grays or the other were like spider face, whatever. They're all cute, you know, like it's like maybe they're not good, but they're like God creatures, you know, like and you know, like an... Maybe some people don't like snakes and things like that, but...
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Are cute.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that doesn't like snakes. I will tell you, though, rattlesnakes and python, now they're good to eat. I don't like them for pets, but that's some pretty good eating. Francois, thank you for the call, man.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so the grays in the pictures that I put up during the breaks, he says they don't look like that at all. Well, you have to understand, I'm not the artist. Someone else drew the grays. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. My first name, your first name, and from where are you calling? Let's try that again. Maybe if I push the right button, get the right line up here. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jerome.
Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I wish you 11 more good years.
I hope so.
I've been a member. I've been a listener for about 3 or 4 years, and I become a member. My membership will be coming up again in July, so almost a year. And I just hope that everybody else who's not a member would, you know, take this opportunity to become a member. I think it's worthwhile.
You think it's worth it, huh?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Just seeing the videos that I've been missing. Originally, I did it to hear the archives.
Uh-huh.
But then my situation changed, and I was able to listen to you more live, but I'm still happy that I did.
Well, outstanding, man. I appreciate it.
Okay. The reason I'm talking also is on this missile, there's, you know, if the government wants to launch a missile, it doesn't matter if they notify the FAA or whatever. They're gonna divert traffic, and it's gonna be no problem. Also, like, you know, with the chemtrails, they're putting chemtrails up in the sky, and we can't seem to locate where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as far as the TV station pulling the video, you know, the TV station has to have a permit from the government, so mm-hmm. that could easily be threatened right there.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, I don't know of a company that willingly, on its own accord, says, hey, let's do something to lose money. I don't know of any company that does that. And they definitely have lost a huge chunk of change by not having that video up there with ads playing. And so in order for them to have done that, I'm pretty sure somebody had a talk with them and said, get that off of there.
Oh, sure. Nate, it would have been a real quick talk. Just don't do it and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Also, on this treaty with NORAD, it seems like there should be some kind of loophole where you could get some smart lawyer to, you know, we have no representation. So you get two countries that make a treaty, and you just can't get to the bottom of it. You seem to think that there would be a young lawyer who would be able to, you know, get into that legally.
Well, yeah. See, the problem is, it is neither a Canadian nor is it an American corporation or agency or entity. It's neither Canadian nor is it American. It's international. because it was formed by an international treaty between Canada and the USA. So it sets up there, not subject to the laws of the USA and not subject to the laws of Canada. And see, both Canada and the USA have freedom of information. They have laws that say, you know, you can request information, and unless it's national security and highly classified, we have to give it to you. But NORAD is not subject to that because it's not a Canadian entity, nor is it an American entity. And so they don't have to give you anything, and they don't.
Well, I understand. It just doesn't seem right. One other thing before I leave. On that launch from the West Coast, that I think they presumed it was a Chinese missile from a submarine. I'm not sure.
Well, that was speculated, yeah.
Yeah. Was there any UFO that appeared above that launch?
I watched a video about that today where they enhanced the video and did what I call color blasting, so that you blast out the sky and you just see objects that are against the sky. And yes, there was.
Well, that's interesting then, because I thought with this missile launch that you've been talking about, you know, that you do have a UFO presence, and obviously they're concerned about, they have a reason to investigate this, let's say, the people from the UFO.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would say they were interested in it. They showed up for the launch. So, yeah, they were interested in it. And I think that, maybe that, is the reason for the black hole in the information. That's a possibility.
You wonder why they didn't just launch it from Area 51, because they do have private contractors out there in Area 51, and if this was a, you know what I mean, you wouldn't have had all this talk about it. You wouldn't have had the original video even.
Yeah. Well, it was extremely unfortunate for whoever launched it that Mitch had a camera, and that Mitch was present and saw the within seconds after the launch, saw the missile and got it all on video. Is extremely unfortunate. If it had been you or me or somebody else that got it on video, this thing could be explained away. You can't explain it around Mitch.
No, he has the credentials.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Kevin, happy anniversary.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, it's Open Line Live. We want to hear from you, what you think about all of this. 623, or anything else, we'll, you know, bring your own topic. If you don't want to talk about this missile thing, bring your own topic. I just wanted to update you on the additional information that I had put together and from various sources. I thought you needed to know. But we can talk about whatever you want to. Telephone number is 623-444-5889. If you're a first-time caller, you can bypass whatever traffic there may be on that line by calling the first-time caller line. It is 623-237-3814. Again, the main number, 623-444-5889. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
I'll just give you my real quick two bits on the blackout, information blackout.
Okay.
I'm thinking that the whatever that UFO is, they just don't want people to think. Or the other possibility might be that it is so sensitive, the technology is so sensitive that they are super paranoid and don't want anybody seeing even the container.
Hey, you know, it could be both.
Yeah.
It could be both. I see lots and lots of reasons why people who are secret keepers would want to put a blackout on this. And, you know, you've brought up some good points. And I think it could be either one of those, or it could be both of those together. Obviously, you know, think about this. People who say, well, you know, all these UFOs, it's just our secret technology. Yeah, well, it might be, but it sure didn't look like this was our secret technology out there just kind of monitoring a missile, because it sort of floats around that contrail and like it's investigating it, like it's looking, like it's taking it in, and then, you know, it just, right at the beginning, did you see the video of it?
Yeah, I did.
Right at the beginning of where you see the UFO, it's not there, and then all of a sudden, whoop, it's there. And when it gets, and it's kind of pulsating, and when it gets through kind of looking around, it flies off to the left and still pulsating, and it just sort of fades away. So I don't know. I don't think that's ours. But I do think its presence there in the video would be a cause of concern for secret keepers.
Yeah. Now, I have a little story for you.
Okay.
This is one of those, shall we say, out there stories. It's a true story, but it's out there.
Okay.
My brother used to have a neighbor. My brother works on a ranch up in Montana.
All right.
He used to have a neighbor that was, shall we say, out there. And
out there further than I am?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're on home plate compared to this guy.
Okay.
Now, this guy was having some sheep deaths. He couldn't figure it out, so he called the vet. The vet couldn't figure it out. The guy said, I know what's doing it. The Chinese are beaming radiation through the planet and killing my sheep. The vet said, well, there's one way to cure that. Aluminum foil. A week later, the vet drove by that guy's place. All of his sheep were wrapped in aluminum foil.
Did the sheep keep dying?
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, that's out there. That's out there. Brent, thanks for the call, man.
Yep. Okay, all right.
Bye-bye. I guess I've heard it all now, wrapping your sheep in aluminum foil. Oh, well. But I will tell you this. A whole lot of stuff that's very real sounds very out there. And, I mean, you know, I don't think there's anybody that would say that Dr. Michio Kaku is a nutcase. But you know, the things he talks about sound like science fiction, but they're not. He talks about real quantum physics, real quantum mechanics, and it sounds like science fiction. But it's not. It's real. It's very real. 623-444-5889 is our telephone number. If you're a first-time caller, please feel free. We would love to hear from you at 623-237-3814. Everybody's getting to watch tonight for free. We do this every month and maybe sometimes a couple of times in a month. This is the first time this month. But everybody's getting to watch for free. And you're getting to see, if you're watching on our internet TV channel, if you're watching, you're getting to see some of the benefits and features in our members area. But let me tell you, that members area is changing rapidly. We're adding lots and lots of stuff, even more than what you've been seeing. So if you're not a member, you know, the benefit of being a member is you get all the goodies. You get to the archives. You get to watch the show. If you missed tonight's show and you're a member, this show that's happening right now, we're capturing it, and we load it up on the website, and it's available for you to watch for the next 24 hours till we do the next show. So you get a whole lot of things. I mean, you've got a library of free ebooks to download. We have a whole bunch more getting ready to go in there. You've got the video galaxy of videos for you to watch. You've got forums. And that's been completely reworked. Boy, have you checked out the forums lately? If you're a member and you haven't checked out the forums, you need to do so. If you're a member and you haven't checked your message box, you need to do so. So log into the member's account and check your messages. Some of you, you know, I've noticed because I was looking for ways to, you know, kind of conserve space, and I noticed some of you, one person had 86 messages unread. So check your message box out. But there's all kinds of stuff in there, and it's only 23 cents a day. I mean, really, come on, 23 cents a day. Take 23 cents to the store. What do you get? You get shown the door. But 23 cents a day gets you tremendous value, overwhelming value, in our members area. You have chat. I can't even remember. We've got so much stuff in there, I can't even remember everything that's in there. And it's only 23 cents a day. That comes out to $6.95 per month. For those of you who smoke, that's one package of cigarettes for the whole month. For those of you who drink Starbucks, that's one visit to Starbucks for the month. Takes care of the whole month. So you need to join. It's a good deal. 11 years ago when I started this, I didn't know at that point where it would all lead. I had no idea the paths that we would have to walk and the paths that we would choose to walk. I had no idea where it would lead. When I started like every business on earth starts. Every business opens its door with no customers and hopes to attract customers. Well, I started with no listeners and hoped to attract listeners. And But I made a decision back then, and it really, that decision just irritates the fire out of some people. And it goes like this. I made a decision back then that I was not going to care about ratings. I was not going to care if one person was listening or 1,000 people. I was thinking 1,000, you know, I was thinking big, I thought. I thought 1,000 listeners would be huge. And it is. I mean, that's bigger than a lot of radio stations. But it didn't matter. If we had one listener, if we had 1,000 listeners, I wasn't going to be concerned with ratings. I wasn't going to be politically correct. I was going to say what I think. Now, I don't try to be rude. Some people think if you're not politically correct, you're rude. Nah, I don't try to be rude. I try to be very polite, very above board, but I say what I say. I say what I think, and I don't try to be politically correct because I think that political correctness is a massive violation of your First Amendment rights under the Constitution. It is what it is, and I just say what it is. And it really frustrates people a lot because I say things rather bluntly. For instance, I have been known to say, and I actually have a video out there on YouTube where you can see me say, I'm sitting on the balcony of my home in the jungle in Vaiheke, East Timor. That's where I was stationed at the time. And this video, it's a little piece of a larger video, but it says, you know, asking me if I believe in UFOs is about the stupidest thing you can ask me. That's the stupidest question you can possibly ask. Do you believe in UFOs? Well, that's pretty blunt. But I go on to explain, what is there to believe? They either exist or they don't. There's nothing to believe. They either exist in actual fact or they don't. What is there to believe? And then I say, you may as well ask me if I believe in doorknobs, beer cans, Volkswagens. Well, see, that's not very politically correct. That offends some sensibilities, you know. And if we really get honest about it, I have to say, I don't want to offend anybody, and I don't care if I do. If unless I have accidentally misspoken about something, I care about that. And if I accidentally misspeak and I hurt somebody's feelings, I do. I care about that. That bothers me. But if I have said what I actually think, and that just upsets somebody's apple cart, oh well, that's just an upset apple cart. And if they expect me to retract and say, well, I really didn't mean to say that. I really meant... No, you're wasting expects because I say what I think. Okay? Now, when I started 11 years ago, I really, really thought this is probably not going to go anywhere. This will probably die on the vine because we've reached a point where people expect political correctness now. And it's even worse now than it was 11 years ago. I mean, people now, you blink wrong and they get offended. And, you know, and then my response is, yeah, so what? I don't care. I had to blink. And then they get offended again. But 11 years ago, it was bad then, not as bad as it is now. And I thought, this isn't going anywhere. But I have things I want to say. I have things I want to discuss and try to get people to think about these things. And I'm going to do this. And if we have one person, if we have 1,000 people, it doesn't matter. Either way, I'm going to do this show. And to my absolute utter amazement, I started getting email from people all over, all over the United States and some from other countries about 3 weeks into the show. You cannot imagine when the first emails arrived, you cannot imagine how thrilled I was. It was, I can't believe this. There are people listening. This is great. And they like it. And I was just totally thrilled. When I started this show, we didn't even have a microphone. Can you imagine that? We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and it's open line live tonight. That means we'll take your calls, and we'll talk about what's on your mind. It does not have to be this missile incident. I threw that out there on the table because I had some updates. I wanted you to know the additional information, and there will be yet more updates, I am sure. Let me encourage you to follow those in the forums because I am posting updates in the forums in our members area. So be sure you follow that in the forums, and I will keep you up to date on that and also on any of the other stories that we've talked about. If there are significant developments, I will update you in the forums, all right? I was saying before we went to break that, you know, when we first started this, I didn't even have a microphone. I had a laptop, and it wasn't because I was broke. It was because I was in a war zone. And I didn't go there thinking I'm going to start a radio show. So I had a laptop computer with which I could broadcast. but I didn't have a microphone. So what I did is I ran a cord. I had one of those little pocket cassette recorders, you know, little micro cassette recorders. And so I ran a cord from the earphone jack on that to the microphone jack on the computer, and I used the built-in microphone on that little recorder to record those first shows. They sounded awful. But, you know, I did that for about, I don't know, about a month or maybe 6 weeks. A friend of mine was headed back to the United States for a vacation, and I gave him some money, and I said, look, while you're there, get me a microphone. He said, what kind? I said, man, I don't even know. But here's some money. Get me a microphone. So he came back with a microphone. Now, if you're watching on our TV channel, there is a graphic up on the screen now. And if you look in the upper left-hand corner, you will see a picture of me with a coffee cup, as per usual. The laptop is in front of me. In my left hand is that microphone. This was a momentous day because that was the first broadcast I did with an actual microphone. And those little headphones I've got on, well, those are the headphones to a, you remember the Sony Walkman? Well, my wife had a Walkman, and those are the headphones she had for that. And I think they're probably worth maybe $9 or $10. That's how we started. And that picture was actually taken in my apartment in Pristina, Kosovo. That's where the show started. And, well, we've come a long way, baby, since then. And you are truly why you've made this happen. Tonight, there are people by the millions listening to this show. I get email from people that say, that cannot be true. It most certainly is true. And just on our affiliate station out in Los Angeles, we will be right around 1 million every night. We'll be close to 1 million every night. Sometimes 800,000. Sometimes we've been as high as 1.8 million on that station. But we hover right around 1 million just on that affiliate. So, yeah, it most certainly is true. And you have made it happen. And I want to thank you for that. It's been a great 11 years, and I want 11 more at least. It's open line, 623-444-5889 is the telephone number. If you have a topic that you would like to talk about having to do with UFOs, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, ghosts, extraterrestrials, alien abductions, crop circles, well, anything in that genre, okay? As long as it's in that genre, we will be happy to change the topic and talk about what you want to talk about. Saturday. This past Saturday. Interesting day. Wednesday, we had the UFO sighting over Jerry Will's neighborhood in Phoenix, Arizona. Thursday, we have a missile that is fired from near Phoenix, and nobody wants to step up and take credit for having launched the missile. And now they're trying to pretend like, let's just don't talk about it and it'll go away. But in the video of that, we see a UFO. That was Thursday. Saturday. What happened Saturday? Well, let's see if I can find this. Here it is. Those who are watching, what do you think about that place? I mean, that looks like a nice, easygoing, clean, small town in America. And that's because that's what it is. That is a place called Pacific, Missouri. It's just southwest of St. Louis. Pacific, Missouri. you would think from looking at that photograph that there's nothing of real earth-shaking importance that would happen there. Not because there's anything wrong with the town, but because it just looks so peaceful. Looking at this picture, there's not even a whole lot of cars on the street right there in downtown Pacific, Missouri. They have a population of just over 5,000 people. Well, in Pacific, Missouri, 11 o'clock at night, Saturday night, May the 7th, there were a group of people, a group of witnesses, who have reported they saw what I think you would say was a dogfight between airplanes and UFOs, about 20 UFOs. Here's what one of them had to say. We saw them fly in straight lines, and then they would turn unlike any aircraft I've ever seen. They also said, quote, they would be moving slow and then stop and then just dart. We also saw one fly right over our house, and when it got above us, it glowed a bright white. Yeah, so what's this thing about a dogfight? Well, here we go. Quote, we also saw some kind of aircraft chasing a few of them. By the way, it was a group of about 20 UFOs above Pacific, Missouri. We saw about 20 UFOs, they said, and here, listen now, what they said happened. We also saw some kind of aircraft chasing a few of them, and even what looked like the aircraft was shooting at it. I saw flashes from the plane in the direction of the UFO. This lasted maybe 30 seconds. The plane flew off. You could see the difference between the UFOs and the planes. We saw many of the aircraft fly around the area for quite some time during and after the event. What's up? What's going on in our skies? We've been hearing for the past several nights now, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and then tonight, I'm telling you about this one. We've been hearing about amazing phenomena taking place in the skies above the United States of America. I got to tell you, it's also happening over England. England has had some really amazing UFO reports within the past couple of weeks. It's probably happening over a lot of other places around the world, and we're just not hearing about it yet. 20 UFOs above a small town in Missouri, a place called Pacific, Missouri. Interesting little town. That little town is actually in two counties. Both in Missouri, but it sits on the dividing line of two counties. So people on one side of town live in one county, and people on the other side live in the other county. But it's the same town. So a nice, clean, peaceful place like Pacific, Missouri, and you got 20 UFOs above the city being chased by aircraft, and at least one of the aircraft fires on one of the UFOs. What's the deal? What's going on here? It seems like suddenly there is a lot of UFO activity around the world, and not only is it a lot, it's unusual. Now, think about what I just said. UFO activity by itself, by definition, UFO activity is unusual. It's not something that you see, that you personally see every day. Some of you have seen UFOs on a number of occasions. I have. Some of you have never seen a UFO. And yet, there are reports of them all over the the world all the time, but you've not seen one. Okay? So whenever you hear about a UFO incident, a UFO report to you, because you haven't seen one, it may seem very unusual. And it is. It is unusual because the majority of humanity does not see a UFO every day. They aren't used to it, so it's unusual. But now I'm talking about UFO activity that is unusual for UFO activity, which is unusual itself. Something's up. I don't know what's up, and I am certainly not... I don't buy into the idea that we're going to be invaded by UFOs. I don't buy into the idea that that they are a threat to us. I could be wrong about that, and I'll tell you when I will know. I will know the same time you do. If I'm wrong about that, I'll find out the same time everybody else does. But I don't see any indication that they have some kind of intention to invade us. I don't think they're coming here to eat us. I don't think they're here to enslave us. I don't know why they're here, but they've been here for hundreds of years. They've been here for thousands of years, maybe hundreds of thousands. And they could, it would be a whole lot easier for them to enslave us 10,000 years ago than it is to do it now. When 10,000 years ago, we didn't have high-tech weapons. Our weapons compared to theirs may not be high-tech now, but they certainly are more high-tech than our ancestors 10,000 years ago had. So if they were interested in conquering this planet, they missed the window. If they were interested in enslaving us, they missed the window. The best window of opportunity was before we had these high-tech toys. They didn't do it. And, you know, I think that's an indicator that they don't really have an intention to do that. Now, there may be a rogue bunch out there somewhere that does have such an intention, but overall, I think that's not in their agenda. If it were in their agenda, I think they would have done it already. Don't you? So what's up? We'll be back. So right, Kathy. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Open line live tonight to the telephone, and caller, your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Gary in Nebraska.
Well, hello, Gary.
I wanted to call, first of all, to confirm your suspicion there's at least four people listening to you tonight.
Okay. All right. That's good.
And secondly, to offer my congratulations on 11 years of broadcast, which I think is rather remarkable, to say the least.
Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. When did you start listening to the show?
I think it was about 5 years ago, Kevin, maybe six.
Yeah? I know you've been with us for a long time.
Well, it might seem longer than it actually is. I don't know. The other thing I thought I'd mention, so many people, they dither about stuff. And when it comes to this business of aerial phenomena, I can't give you a precise date, but a few years ago I finally concluded, whatever it is, it's real. So why all the tap dancing, messing around, throwing out speculations? It's there, it's real. And it's just a darn shame we don't have enough people to really look into the thing from a scientific point of view and just give us some answers rather than being evasive and running off into some hiding behind a tree. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you. But let me add this little caveat to it. This phenomena may be way beyond our science. It may not be possible for our scientists at this stage of the game to give us some kind of scientific explanation. Nevertheless, it's real, whether they can explain it or not. And, you know, we accept the fact that there are things all out through the universe that the scientists scratch their head, shake their head, and say, we don't know. That's a mystery to us. We don't know why it's doing that. But it's there, and we're observing it. It, you know, it's real. And, you know, even if they would just come out and do that, it would help things a lot. Just for them to stop trying to force us to believe the lie. We may not know what the truth is, but don't try to make us believe something we know is a lie.
I fully agree with you. Well, thank you for all the years of information and education on so many subjects. You know, I don't believe I know anybody that's as diverse as you are on the radio or anywhere else, so I think you deserve a big round of applause for that. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Okay, Gary, thank you. I appreciate those flowery words, and I know you mean them, but thank you very much. We have time for another call, maybe two. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. First-time callers at 623-237-3814. You know, I've grown with this show. I started out with a pretty good base of information, a pretty good base of knowledge, because I am an avid reader. I read. I read all the time. Every single day, a major part of my day is reading and researching. But I've grown with this show. This show has forced me to expand even more, to learn more, to read more. And it's been quite an adventure for me, and I don't want it to stop. I want to go on for the next 11. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Mike from Kentucky, Kevin.
Hello, Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Doing well. I just wanted to call and wish you a happy anniversary. I know you're doing a good job, and, you know, a lot of people have shown up tonight to support you, and I hope that they continue to support you over the coming years.
Well, I hope so, too. You know, Mike, this show, I mean, I'm the one that sits at the microphone, that's true. But this show really, functionally, depends upon the listeners. And you've sent me email that showed up. I didn't say, okay, now I'm going to read this email from Mike, but you sent me email with information in it that showed up in a show.
Exactly.
And, you know, I get information from people all over the world, people that are listening to the show, and they send me email, they send me information, and I use that, I work it into the shows. Because there's no possible way for one person, me, to know all of this stuff. But out there in this wider, broader community that we call our audience, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's known. We just need to get it communicated. And so I'm just kind of the conduit. I'm just sort of the conduit that communicates what people send to me.
Well, like I said, I think you do a good job, and I will say that I don't always like a particular guest, but, I mean, I'm one person, you know?
Well, and look, let's be honest about it. I don't always like every guest we have either, but they have information that I think the audience should hear so they can make up their mind. And, exactly. You know, I personally don't like every guest we have. But, the information is the name of the game. Hey, Mike, I want to thank you for the call, man.
Okay, and again, happy anniversary, Kevin.
Thank you, I appreciate it. All right, if you happen to call, like, right now, I can take your call. But in just a few seconds, it's going to be too late. 623-237-3814 is our first-time caller line. Our regular line, 623-444-5889. And I got to tell you, folks, as we mark the end of 11 years, we mark the beginning of another 11, I hope. And it's been a fabulous journey. I could never have dreamed where all of this would have taken me to get where we are now. I never would have dreamed it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Leslie, and I'm calling from Morgan, and I'm so glad I was able to reach you. I just wanted to call and say happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, Leslie. You're the one who does that ID for our show that says I'm the hottest talk show on radio or something like that.
Well, it's true.
You have good taste.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, my mom thinks you're pretty hot as well, so you know, there's more than one of me out there.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for the call, and thanks for congratulating me on 11 years.
Great. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, that's going to be about it. We don't have time for any more calls, but it has been so fun, hasn't it? The 11 years have been fun. It's been tough. Tough at times, really tough at times. But here we are. We made it together, didn't we? And we're going to do another 11 together. We're going to find out things we haven't even begun to imagine. And we are going to discover things other people cannot ever imagine. We're going to do it together, just like we've done this past 11. If you're not a member, be sure you join. There's no reason for you not to. It's 23 cents a day, $6.95. You've seen tonight, we don't do commercials when we take a break. You've seen it. You've been watching on our TV channel. You've been listening on radio. We don't do commercials. We are listener supported. Okay? So the more of you who support, the more we can continue to broadcast and to keep the membership at 23 cents a day. Join tonight. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.